Today's scripture lesson comes from the book of Job, from the first chapter. One day, when Job's sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in the eldest brother's house, a messenger came to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the donkeys were feeding beside them, and the Sabaeans fell on them and carried them off and killed the servants with the edge of the sword. I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another came and said, "The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. I alone escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another came and said, "The Chaldeans formed three columns, made a raid on the camels, and carried them off and killed the servants with the edge of the sword. I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another came and said, "Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in the eldest brother's house, and suddenly a great wind came across the desert, struck the four corners of the house, and it fell on the young people, and they are dead. I alone have escaped to tell you." Then Job arose, tore his clothes, shaved his head, and fell on the ground and worshiped. He said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all this, Job did not sin or charge God with wrongdoing. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I think the best way to begin this morning will be to say, thanks, I give you thanks for all you've done. I am so blessed, my soul is at rest. Oh Lord, I give you thanks. You've got up this morning and you got a call that your son was coming to visit and he was involved in an accident. He couldn't reach you because of the accident. While you pick up the phone to call your family members and inform them of what has happened to John or Jason, there's a text message that shows up on your phone and tells you that your accountant has embezzled every cent you had, and your 401k and everything was gone. As you contemplate on those things, you get a call that your house back in the shed was on fire. While you try to wrap your head around these calamities and trying to find out what is happening, your heart is pounding, you're trying to find an answer to what is happening. And there's a knock on the door that all along, all of what you have accumulated has been fraudulently done, unknown to you. And so they've come to arrest you. Your entire world you knew have come crashing down. While you're trying to process all of that, there's a voice that in your head is telling you, is it well that you lost everything? Is it well that everything you knew yesterday has gone? They are no more, they're not there. This is a story of a man in the Bible that I think we can learn from, has been told that his children, his wife, and everything he had was completely gone from him. Is it well? Is it fair to be told that what you had, what you knew, what you worked for all your life is gone? And when all of these things happen, is the God we serve still a God? A family had come back from the war in Liberia after 6 years being behind the war. They had one beautiful building, and they got to this building. Their home was burned down to ashes. And the woman said to her husband, "I cannot see what we left is gone, and I don't believe there is a God." She wallowed in her distress and moaned, and she died on a street corner from heart attack. The next family next door to them came and they saw that their building was gone and the children that left, they told them all of the children was killed by the rebels. Something that happened during the war at this point in time. And he knelt down before his house and said, the God that I knew yesterday is the same God today. And so what has happened? The law God has given and that God has taken. But I believe that as long as there is life, there is tomorrow. I'm going to hope and put my hope on God. That is why the song says, my hope is built on nothing less but Jesus Christ alone. And if our hope as Christians is not on Jesus Christ, then where is our hope? Is it well with you when your loved one has passed? The passing of your loved one, does it change the existence of God himself? God remains God regardless of what happened. Life can be unbearable, joy and sorrow. Beautiful blessing, distressing, cultivate difficulties can come unexpectedly. Our life dreams and plans can change in an instant. We all know this to be true. So how can we find peace in such a turbulent time? Heronto knew something about life's unexpected challenges. He was a successful attorney and a real estate investor who lost a fortune in a Great Chicago Fire of 1871. Around the same time, his beloved four-year-old son died of scarlet fever. Thinking a vacation would do the family some good, he sent his wife and daughters on a ship to England, planning to join them after he finished some pressing business at his office. However, while crossing the Atlantic Ocean, the ship was involved in a terrible collision and sink. More than 200 people lost their lives, including all four of his daughters. His wife, Anna, survived the tragedy. Upon arriving in England, she wrote a letter and said, "Saved alone, what shall I do?" What do we do in these circumstances? I think we can learn from Job and do something that he did. The first thing, there are four things that I wanted to take from the story of the book of Job. The first thing he did, he rose, he stood up. Sometimes when we fall on the ground, we remain there for people to look at us and we wallow as if to say our faith has been shaken and our God is no longer who he is. When we fall on the ground, it is a time we look around and pick ourselves up and walk and know that the next day we're going to survive and something good is going to happen. Only the dead man doesn't have a faith, doesn't have a life, and doesn't have a chance. But as long as you have life, as long as you have that life that God has breathed into your nostril, you have the hope of the next day. Job did not stay there. He rose today and said, I know God has taken it. I know God will give it. I know there is tomorrow. I'm going to survive. I'm going to walk. So he got up. Folks, we have to get up as Christians. We have to stand up when our wife died, unknown to us. When the news comes that she's no longer there with us anymore, we cannot stay there. But for that person, we stand up and know that they want their legacy to continue and we want to live the life the next day because they want us to go on. They want us to move on. So we rise up. We don't stay in the ashes and remain dirty. We don't stay in our pain and remain in bed and think that the whole world has come up because the God we serve is still a God of yesterday, today, and he will remain when we are all gone. The second thing we take from Job referenced God. Job, he bowed down and worshiped God immediately. When all is lost, when everything has come crashing down, what do? When you stand up? You go back down on your knees and you kneel to God because you know God is the author and finisher of your faith. You know everything you had, God's hand was in, you getting those things. So you go back to him, you say, God, I know you are a God that I served for years. I know all is lost. I know I've lost everything, but I believe and I know that you're still God. My faith is built in nothing less but you alone. And so, God, I invite your presence. I invite you to hold my hands. When no one is looking, he's looking. When no one is listening, he is listening. I don't know of a God who doesn't listen. But I know of a God who cares about me, a God who listened, a God who was there when my father was not there, a God who was there when I saw people struggle. That same God was one. Job woke up and rose himself and said, Father, I come to you because I believe who you are. Presbyterians, we need to understand that our God of ages is still a God of today. We need to understand as our churches go down and our membership dwindle, God is still there and they're still hurting people in the community. What we can do as a church is to reach out to them and let them know that that God is still the God today, regardless of where we find ourselves in our society. The third thing I want you to understand is that you, as much as you, bad things happen to you, and you think you know who you are special. You are loved by many, you are needed by many, and you are created in the image of God. No matter how bad those things come to you, you are loved by many, you are needed by many. You don't know how many persons need you. But there are some who count on you to send money to them because no one sent money to them. There's some who count on you to say hello to them because no one say hello to them. I work in an environment where there are a lot of women who come to me daily along with men to be able to find a way of survival. But when all is lost, I still have to stand. So I had gone to the police station to release some people as a congressman who was in a dire circumstances. While I was trying to relieve them from the prison, I got a call that my brother, who is an older brother, has been hit by an ambulance and was killed. And everyone is coming around me and giving me their needs and telling me what they want. They want to be released from prison. And there are some people the next day who needed me to go to a meeting. The president wanted me to go to a meeting. But I have this calamity. My mother is there. She's almost 90 years old. I've just lost my brother. But everything is coming and everybody wants a piece of me. At that point in time, I had to dig deep and I had to understand that I have a responsibility to a people that is greater. And as much as I stood in my pain and wanted my brother to be brought back, I also wanted to be able to give myself up because Christ is not here. He expects me to be him to everybody. Who are you today to other people? Is it well with your soul? If it is not well with your soul, you cannot give other people hope. If the church doesn't have hope, then the world has lost all of its hope. If the church cannot be a place of hope to the world, where can they go for hope? Is it well with our soul as members of First Press? Is it well with our soul? And do we believe that our God is still God? Heraldo immediately set sail to England. At one point of his voyage, the captain of the ship, aware of where the tragedy has happened to his family, brought him up and wanted him to see that place where his daughter and everyone went. And he thought of the comforts of his daughter. It filled his heart. And he wrote this word down. And they have become a word of comfort to many people. When peace like a billow attend my way. When sorrows like sea billows rolls, when a call comes that my wife is no longer, when a call comes that my bank book has gone to zero, when it comes that everything I knew is no longer in existence, when it comes to you that your car has been damaged, when it comes to you that your daughter is not doing well, she's on the street, when it comes to you that your child is terminally ill at this point in time, when sea billows rolls, when all of these things have come your way, whatever I have taught you to say, let it be known and let it be common to you that it is well with your soul because God has the final say. Because God is the author and finisher of our faith. May God bless us. May he lead us. May he guide us. That's God of yesterday, today is still here. Blessings to all of us. Thank you.